From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan said today that he would appoint a mediator to work with Israel and Hezbollah on the release of two Israeli soldiers captured in July. It was their capture that led to the 34-day war, in which Israel bombed Lebanese targets and Hezbollah fired rockets into northern Israel. NPR's Peter Kenyon joins us from Beirut. And Peter, there have been unconfirmed reports of secret talks on releasing the soldiers. What can you tell us now about this UN effort?
Well, Melissa, during a news conference in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, Mr. Annan said both Israel and Hezbollah had accepted the UN's offer to help solve the problem of the two Israeli soldiers held by Hezbollah. In a sign of how sensitive the matter is, he said he would appoint a negotiator to deal with this, but he wouldn't identify that person. Now, over the past week or so, we've heard a number of reports that third-party efforts to arrange talks on the release of the soldiers are going ahead. Germany has been mentioned in this regard, and the German intelligence chief was here in Lebanon recently. But this is the first public comment that suggests talks may get underway.
Now, Kofi Annan is saying that Israel and Hezbollah have accepted this. What has the public official response been from Israel and Hezbollah?
Well, Hezbollah hasn't said anything so far. The Israeli comment has been along the lines of, we don't need a mediator. We have a UN Security Council resolution. What we need is a little assistance. So they're saying the UN Secretary General's office will be assisting in this regard, not mediating. It's an important distinction politically for Israel. But for as far as Hezbollah is concerned, the Lebanese militia said all along that the reason it kidnapped these Israeli soldiers was in an effort to bargain for the release of Lebanese prisoners held by Israel. Leader Hassan Nasrallah of Hezbollah said the Speaker of the Lebanese Parliament would be their point man on any talks, in fact. Now, Israeli leader Ehud Olmert, of course, when he was faced with this kidnapping on July 12th, did not respond with the usual measured responses that the IDF tends to use, but with a major bombing campaign and ground offensive. And that, of course, led to Hezbollah rockets raining down on northern Israel, and that led us to this impasse so far.
Now, Israel's standard line has always been that it will not negotiate with terrorists.
Well, that's right. And this is an extremely delicate matter inside Israel. But we should note that it's been done in the past. That's one reason Hezbollah tried this. They've admitted because they know it's worked in the past. They've won the release of hundreds of prisoners held in Israeli jails in past exchanges. Quite often it's a large number of Lebanese and sometimes other prisoners, maybe Palestinians, in exchange for just a few Israelis. It's a very tough situation at home for Prime Minister Ehud Olmert. He's already taken criticism for the way the war was conducted. He's under conflicting pressures, intense pressure to bring the soldiers back home, and on the other hand, an extreme reluctance to give Hezbollah what it wants by agreeing to a prisoner swap. Some say that would be rewarding terrorism.
Now, Peter, meanwhile, the UN peacekeeping force for South Lebanon continues to grow, and now it includes the first pledge of troops by an Arab country.
That's right. Qatar says it'll send 200 to 300 troops to Lebanon. They'll be joining French, Italian, and other forces. The size of the UNIFIL force is a matter of some urgency to Lebanese, because it's believed Israel won't lift its air and sea blockade until the UN force reaches 5,000. I should note in that regard that Qatar Airways today flew 142 passengers directly from Doha to Beirut. It's the first flight that didn't stop in Amman for security check, as Israel has been demanding.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Beirut. Thanks very much.
You're welcome, Melissa.